July 23, The Platform of Truth. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and again the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. 1 Corinthians 3:19-20. The Word of God is to be our guide. About the truths that this Word contains, there is no guesswork. Let us not leave this unerring guide in order to seek for something new and strange. There are many such doctrines that have not for their foundation it is written. They are but human suppositions. It was with the word it is written that Christ met every temptation of Satan in the wilderness. And armed with this weapon, he could say to the enemy, Thus far shalt thou come, and no farther. We cannot with safety accept the opinions of any man, however learned, unless they are in harmony with the words of the great teacher. The opinions of erring men will be presented for our acceptance, but God's Word is our authority, and we are never to accept human teaching without the most conclusive evidence that it agrees with the teaching of God's Word. We are to know that we do know that we are standing on the platform of eternal truth, the Word of the living God. Truth, precious truth from the Word of God, is to be presented both in public and in families. We have a message that is to prepare a people to stand amid the perils of the last days. Truth will stand every test that is brought to bear upon it. It cannot be overthrown by the sophistries of Satan. The more it is assailed, the more bright and clear it will shine out. As we see indications of the active, earnest efforts of the enemy, shall we not make decided efforts to give the message in clear, decided lines? Shall we not stand forth in the power and Spirit of God and receive and impart lessons from the great teacher? O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Isaiah 25:1. Let us anchor ourselves to the words of the Lord God of Israel.